请我们来看提摩太前书第二章。
Let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章到第三章是在讲教会的次序。
1 Timothy chapters 2 and 3 talk about the order within the church.
第二章第一节一直到第七节是在讲要为万人代祷。
From chapter 2 verses 1 through 7, Paul instructs Timothy to pray for all men.
那代祷的原因就是让我们所生活这个世界能够平安。
And the purpose of this prayer for all men is so that there may be peace in this world.
所以我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
So that we can live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
请看第二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 1.
我劝你们要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢。第二节。
Verse 2.
为君王和一切在位的也在如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。第三节。
Three.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前是可蒙悦纳的。神要我们为万人祷告。
So God wants us to pray for all men.
特别要为在上有权柄在位的人祷告。
Especially praying for those who are in authority.
因为他们的决定，他们所做的政策会影响我们的生活。
Because the decisions and the policies that they make will influence all of our lives.
那如果他们做正确的决定，我们就可以敬虔端正，平安无事的度日。
So if they make the right decisions, then we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness.
我们现在真耶稣教会有几个地区在很大的患难中。
In our True Jesus Church, there are several regions in which there is great turmoil.
比方说，我们教会在1985年传到赖比瑞亚。
For example, in 1985, we preached the gospel to Liberia.
从1989年一直到1998年，我们没有办法进去。
But from 1989 until 1998, we were unable to go there.
因为里面有内战。
Because there was a terrible civil war there.
联总帮他们盖一个会堂。
And the International Assembly had constructed a church there.
后来我们进去看发现那个屋顶打的都是弹孔，那墙壁全部都是弹孔。
And when we finally went back, we saw that the walls and the roof were penetrated with bombings and holes.
因为大家都想当总统，那怎么办呢？就打吧，看谁再比较强。
Because of the civil war, the sides were fighting against each other to gain power.
那信徒就流散，都跑到乡下村庄去躲避。
And so all of the believers had to scatter to the countryside in order to escape the war.
那因为这样久了，有的没有聚会，信仰就流失了。
And because there was so much time that had passed between when they had gathered together, many of them were lost.
那也没有办法传福音。
And it was impossible to preach during that time.
所以这个为万民祷告，为在位的祷告是很重要。
So to pray for all people and to pray for those in authority is extremely important.
那现在发生在刚果，也是一样。
And currently it is the same situation in Congo.
也是内战。
Again, there's a civil war there.
那我们教会传进去的地区刚好在内战的边缘。
And the region in which our church, our gospel was preached is on the edge of this civil strife.
所以有一些工人去的，他住在他们住的地方，晚上都可以看到机关枪在打的声音，可以听到。
And so our workers who go there and stay there can hear the sounds of machine gun firing in the middle of the night.
那我们现在大概刚果有两个工人他们要去巡牧教会，后来被打死的。
And two of the church workers who were there to minister the churches were killed.
所以教会这个地区没有平安信徒过得很辛苦。
So in that area where there is no peace, the believers have to suffer.
那有的被抓到关到监牢里面。
Some of them have been thrown into jail.
所以我们为着国家，为我们生活，常常祷告求神保守，让我们活在平安里面。
So we should constantly pray for our country and the world so that God can keep us in peace.
那这段圣经也告诉我们，我们虽然很平凡，但是我们是可以用爱，用祷告来爱别人。
And this segment also tells us that even though we may live an ordinary life, we can still do work by praying to God.
有圣经说我们要爱众人。
And the Bible teaches us to love all people.
在提摩太后，我们来看彼得后书啊。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
正因为这个缘故，你们又要分外的殷勤，有信心加上有德性，有德性加上有知识。这里彼得说，在年纪大的时候，他勉励。我们基督信徒啊，要特别的殷勤啊，要不断的追求。
So here, Peter, when he was older, encouraged the believers, including us, to give all diligence, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge.
那到最后追求什么
？So what do we pursue in the end?
第七节
，verse seven.
有前进要加上爱弟兄，有爱弟兄要加上爱众人的心。
To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
所以这里这个爱啊，到最后就是要爱众人。
And this love should be towards all people.
那如果这样啊，我们就可以丰丰富富进神的国。
And so in this way, we can enter into God's kingdom abundantly.
那问题就是，你怎么去爱众人
？But how can you love everyone?
比方说啊，三楼这里大概有150个信徒。
For example, in San Jose Church, there are about 150 believers.
你怎么去爱每一个人
？How can you love everyone in the church?
东湾大概50个信徒。
And there are about 50 believers in East Bay.
你怎么去爱每一个信徒
？How can you love every single one of them?
你不知道怎么去爱。
It's hard to know how to love everyone.
第一个，如果用物质来给，你别人没有这个需要。
You may think, well, I can help them materially, but they may not have the need.
即使有需要，你也没有办法有那个能力。
But even if you could, you may not be able to help everyone financially.
但是我们怎么去爱众人
？How can we love everyone？
有一个很好的方法，就是为众人代祷。
A very good way is to pray for all people.
虽然我们在物质上啊没有什么缺乏
，even though we may not be lacking anything physically.
但是从属灵上来看，有很多人确实需要我们帮忙。
But if you look at things spiritually, many people are in need.
真的信仰没有力量。
They are spiritually very weak.
有很多的家庭需要我们帮忙。
There are many families that need our help.
有很多家庭一半没有信主。
Many families do not have all the members in Christ.
这个都是需要我们帮忙。
And so they also need our help.
那你怎么去帮忙
？How can we help them？
就是借着我们的祷告。
And that is through our prayers.
我们的代求。
Our intercessions.
求神能够怜悯。
So we can ask God for His mercy on them.
那使他们能够被感动来归向神。
So that everyone in the family may be moved to turn to God.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's now turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
14节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14
第三章14节
Ephesians 3 verse 14
因此我在父面前屈膝15节
15
天上地上各家都是从他得名16节
16
求他按他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来
Verses 14 through 16. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Here, Paul writes out his prayer for the Ephesian church.
在保罗的书信里面啊，保罗常常提到代祷。
And constantly in Paul's letters, he refers to prayer.
那我们发现保罗的代求跟我们今天聚完会在我们为谁代祷不太一样。
And we can see that his type of intercession is very different from what we commonly see when we ask for prayers.
好，我们今天的代祷一般都比较偏重于在肉体上啊、今生上的需要。
And many of our prayer requests center on physical needs or financial needs.
那这个需要我们祷告神怜悯我们啊，都会蒙垂听。
Of course, if we pray to God to ask for these kinds of things, God will also listen.
但是保罗的代求已经进到啊属灵上的一种需要。
But what Paul centered his intercession on were the spiritual needs of the believers.
因为有的人虽然为身体很健康啊，肉体上生活都没有需要，但是灵里面的确实是很软弱。
Because many believers, even though they are physically healthy and have no needs financially, but they are spiritually in need.
所以这个十六节说，求神按照丰盛的荣耀，借着他的人，叫你心里的力量刚强起来。
So that's why Paul prays here that God would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man.
英文叫 inner man， 就里面那一个人刚强起来。
To strengthen the inner man.
有时候我们外面这个人虽然很健康年轻很健康。
We may be very physically strong and healthy.
但是里面那个人没有力量。
But the inner man is weak.
那因为里面这个人没有力量，你发现没有办法做圣工。
And because that inner person is weak, we are unable to do the holy work.
因为做圣工有一个责任。
Because doing holy work has a responsibility.
责任有一个压力。
And with that responsibility comes pressure.
那你如果里面这个人没有力量，压力一下来，你就受不了。
And if you are not strong in the inner person, then when that pressure comes, you may not be able to take it.
所以有时候我们看到教会的弟兄姊妹，虽然外面他有很多的工作，但是教会做很多事情，但是都很安静，不会 complain， 这真的是很值得我们效法。
And we can see there are examples of churches where many people are doing so much work, and yet there aren't any complaints.
因为他里面这个人很刚强。
Because that person has a very strong within.
所以责任压到他身上，他能够承受得了。
And so when the pressure comes, that person is able to withstand the pressure.
所以我们在教会里面有时候会遇到人他都不要挂名。
And so there are some people who go nameless.
当然这可能也是好的。
Or without a title, which is good.
但是你没有一个职分在身上，有时候你没有责任。
But sometimes without a title, you may not feel that sense of responsibility.
有一个职分在身上，你有一个责任。
With a title, you may have a sense of responsibility that goes along with that title.
我常常记得有一个弟兄他被选做教会的总务。
I remember there was a brother who was elected as the general affairs for the church.
他说他回去晚上睡不着觉。
And then he suddenly found he couldn't sleep at night.
他很有责任感。
Because he had the sense of responsibility.
他发现事情很多。
He realized there was so much to do for the church.
那怎么办？
And how was he going to do it?
他晚上起来祷告。
So then he got up when he was sleepless to pray.
祷告，他就能够睡觉了。
And after praying for a while, he was able to go to sleep.
因为当里面这个人刚强。
Because through the prayer, he developed that strength within.
那他就可以承受这个责任，就可以睡觉了。
And so he was able to withstand the pressure of the responsibility and sleep at night.
那这个里面这个人刚强，也包括我们在信仰生活上的一种很多的事情的决定。
And to be strengthened in the inner man also applies to many decisions we have to make in our lives.
如果我们这个里面的人很刚强，
If we are strong inside,
我们对神的事情追求就很有力量。
Then we will have a great strength in pursuing the matters of God.
但是如果我们这个里面的人很弱，
But if we are weak inside,
我们发现我们世界的追求很 aggressive, 很有力量，很投入，但是对灵里面的追求没有力量。
Then you may find that you are aggressively pursuing the things of this world, but have no interest in pursuing God.
因为你觉得要付出，你要追求一定要付出，没有那个力量。
Because in order to pursue something, you have to give up something or put out that effort.
所以我们要为众人代求让大家那个心里的力量，那里面那个人能够刚强起来。
So we need to pray for one another so that we may all be strengthened in the spirit within.
那下面十七节。
And verse 17.
使基督因为你们信住在你心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
我们要为众人祷告，让大家的信心能够长进。
We also need to pray for everyone to have their spirituality grow.
信心
faith grow.
因为信心长进，神就住在我们里面。
Because with faith growing, then God will live within us.
因为我们跟神的关系是信心建立的。
Because our relationship with God is established on faith.
所以信心很强的时候，你有很多体验。
Because when your faith is strong, you will experience God more.
因为神借着信心住在你里面，你就有很多体验。
Because through our faith, if Christ is dwelling in us, then we will have many experiences.
但是当我们信心开始弱了，
But when our faith begins to diminish,
神的同在就减少。
Then God's presence with us is also smaller.
我们体验就越来越少。
And we will have less experiences.
所以我们要为众人祷告，求神让他们信心能够坚固。
So we need to pray for all people to have God strengthen their faith.
那基督住在他们里面。
So that Christ may dwell in their hearts.
那爱心有根基。
And that their love is rooted and grounded.
爱从哪里来？
Where does love come from?
爱从信心来的。
Love comes from faith.
所以信心坚固，爱心就越来越多。
So if we can strengthen our faith, then we will also have more love.
这是第二个。
This is second.
那第三个。
And third.
十八节。
Verse 18.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱何等的长阔高深。并且知道这爱是过于人所能够测度的。这个地方说基督的爱过于人所能够测度的。
And here, in verses 18 and 19, Paul writes, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge.
为什么说基督的爱超过我们所能测度的？
Why does he say the love of Christ passes knowledge?
第一个。
First.
基督的爱超过我们的经验。
The love of Christ surpasses our experience.
比方说主耶稣钉在十字架上。
For example, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
请问有多痛苦？
How much suffering, how painful was that?
我们有那个针刺到手里很痛那个经验。
We might experience being pricked by a needle.
但是我们有没有那个几百根针刺到头骨那种经验？没有。
But have we ever experienced thousands of needles pricked into our head and our skull? No.
我们有没有被大钉子钉穿挂在木头上的经验？没有。
Have we ever been nailed onto two pieces of wood and hung there for hours? No.
所以这个痛苦超过我们能了解的。
So that kind of suffering is something we can never understand.
因此他的爱超过我们所能够了解。
And so his love surpasses our understanding.
那第二个就是神要给我们的。
And secondly, what God wants to give us.
有时候丈夫很爱太太，买一个很大的钻戒，这个代表爱。
And if a husband loves a wife very much, he may express it by buying her a big diamond.
那你可以看到啊，这个就是爱。
And you can see the evidence of that love.
但是神要给我们的天国。
But God wants to give us his heavenly kingdom.
圣经中那讲不出来的。
And the Bible says that that is indescribable.
那有多好，讲不出来。
How much is there? We can't ever say.
所以神对我们有多爱，没有办法完全了解。
How much does God love us? There's no way we can understand.
那第二个就是神的爱已经进到灵界。
And the love of God already enters into the spiritual realm.
那这个灵界不是你在物质界的经验所能够明白的。
And that spiritual realm is something that can't really be described or compared to anything in this physical world.
所以超过我们所能测度。
So it surpasses the knowledge that we have.
那怎么办？
So what should we do?
所以保罗就为以弗所教会的信徒祷告。
So that is why Paul also prays for the Ephesians.
说为你们祷告，让你们能够明白神的爱。
That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints.
是何等的长阔高深。
What is the width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ?
所以当一个人对神的爱有感受。
So when somebody has an experience of God's love.
而且有体验。
And truly touches God's love.
你会发现这个人改变了。
You will see that that person changes.
他会感恩。
That person will give thanks.
因为他有感受神的爱。
Because that person has experienced the love of God.
有时候你发现有些信徒为什么对神一点感情都没有。
And why is it that some believers have no feeling towards God at all?
有时候我到一个地方去一个弟兄他以前养狗，后来先发现，怎么最近你狗去哪里？他说狗死掉了。
I met a brother who had a dog as a pet, but then one day he told me the dog died.
他爱那个狗，爱到吃饭的时候，狗也有一个座位。
And he loved the dog so much that whenever they ate dinner, the dog would sit next to them in his place.
然后他吃葡萄，就替狗把那个葡萄的籽剥完了给他吃。
And he loved the dog so much that he would even peel fruit and take out the seeds for the dog to eat.
他对狗很好。
He treated the dog so well.
狗也对他很好。
And the dog also treated him well.
他一进门还没有开门，狗就在里面在叫，在欢迎他。
Even before he came through the door, the dog would bark its welcome.
因为狗知道那个主人对它很好。
Because the dog knew the master treated him well.
那进来以后就在它的脚上绕来绕去舔它。
And then the dog would jump up and down and give many welcoming wags of the tail and barks to the master.
狗很有感情啊。
So the dog was very warm.
所以狗死了，它很伤心。
And when the dog died, the master was very sad.
不敢再养狗。
And he thought, I will never have another dog as a pet.
但是有时候我们发现了，我们对神好像冷漠无情。
But sometimes we have no feeling towards God at all.
为什么冷漠无情？
Why are we so cold?
神在以赛亚书啊，很感叹。
And Isaiah expressed his sighs.
说牛认识主人。
Even the oxen knows its master.
但是我把你们长大养大。
And even though God has raised us up.
你们哪一个人对我有感情？
How many of you truly love me?
所以这个神的爱啊，如果充满了到我们里面，让你有感受。
We need to have the love of God filled within us so that we can truly love God.
因为对神很有感情。
And we will have this emotion towards God.
你会发现自己啊，你在改变。
And you will feel the change within you.
会懂得感恩。
Because of the thanksgiving and gratitude towards God.
那这种信仰生活很有力量。
And this kind of life is a very precious one.
所以在提摩太前书，保罗说要为众人代祷。
So that is why Paul encourages Timothy to pray for all men.
我们今天要为我们各个地方教会祷告。
We have to pray for our churches everywhere.
让每一个信徒啊，心里的力量刚强起来。
So that every believer, their faith may become strong.
他们的信心能够坚强。
And that their spirituality may also grow.
他们能够感受到神的爱。
And to experience the love of God.
那我们就会发现每一个地方教会啊，圣工一定会一直在继续发展。
And with this prayer, we will see that the holy work prospers in every area.
这是保罗的对他所引起的一个所指示的第一点。
So this is one of the instructions that Paul writes here.
好，我们再回来看提摩太前书第二章。
So let us turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章从第八节一直到十五节。
From verses 8 through 15.
我们可以发现保罗告诉提摩太要在教会里面建立一个次序。
So Paul instructs Timothy on the order within the church.
那这个次序就是男人有男人的部分，女人有女人的部分。
And there is also a place and a role for men and women in the church.
那这个教会啊，才能够在次序里面有平安。
And this is so that there may be order and peace within the church.
那这个次序的，我们仔细跟他看，我们就发现这个次序原来就是美德。
And this kind of order is actually a kind of beauty.
如果男人有男人的美德，女人有女人的美德，教会就很有次序了。
And if men have their good characteristics and women have their good characteristics all within the church, then the church is very harmonious.
所以教会有时候没有秩序是因为缺乏美德。
And sometimes the church lacks order because they are lacking in qualities.
那我们首先要先想一个问题。
So we have to ask this question.
就是保罗在要求他们在教会里面要有秩序是在什么基础下来要求？
So what kind of foundation does Paul want them to establish this order?
因为有时候你对你的孩子讲，你要做这样，不要做那个，有一个基础，因为他是你的孩子。
So parents can instruct their children to do this or not do that because they are the parents.
但是我们来到教会，在什么基础下我们可以要求呢？
So within the church, what's the reason or the foundation for this kind of order?
这个就从第四节到第七节。
We see that from verse 4 through verse 7.
这个第四节到第七节是讲主耶稣跟我们的关系。
So here we see that Paul explains the relationship between our Lord Jesus and ourselves.
看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
因为只有一个神，在神跟人中间只有一个中保，就是降世为人的耶稣基督。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ.
神最大，他坐在至高之处。
So God is the greatest, he is above all.
那我们人在地上很平凡。
And we are in this earth, and we are lowly.
以赛亚书说我们像尘土一样。
And in Isaiah it says we are like dust.
好像没有一样。
We are like nothing.
哦，那主耶稣是中保。
But Christ Jesus is the mediator.
他是降世，从天上降为人。
And he came into the world from heaven.
那他要来成就人跟神的和平。
And he came to establish a mediation between God and man.
那这个和平怎么成就的呢？
So how does this come about?
第六节。
Verse 6.
他舍了自己做万人的赎价。
He gave himself a ransom for all.
所以我们是被主耶稣所赎出来的。
So we were bought with a price by Jesus Christ.
那这个赎价是什么？
What was that ransom?
就是他的宝血。
Which is his blood.
那怎么赎我们出来？
And how did he buy us?
钉十字架。
By being crucified.
什么时候赎我们出来？
When did he buy us?
你洗礼的时候。
When you were baptized.
耶稣的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
Your sins were washed away by the blood of Christ.
那这个把我们赎出来，主耶稣付赎价把我们赎出来，这个到底告诉我们什么？
So he redeemed us with this ransom. And what does that tell us?
好，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
十九节。
Verse 19.
哥林多前书六章十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？这个圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人。二十节。
20.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
所以十九节说，你们不是属自己的。
So here in verse 19 it says, you are not your own.
如果你到百货公司去，
If you go to a department store,
你看到一个东西很喜欢，
and you see something that you like,
你拿着就走，你是小偷。
If you just take it and leave, you are a shoplifter.
但是如果你付了钱，
But if you have paid the money,
这个东西就是你的。
Then that thing belongs to you.
那这里说，主耶稣，我们是主重价买来的。
And here, we were bought at a high price.
本来我们是在魔鬼的掌管下。
We used to belong to the power of Satan.
主耶稣用他的宝血把我们赎出来。
But our Lord Jesus, through his blood, redeemed us with his blood.
所以我们现在不是属自己的。
So we do not belong to ourselves.
那我们是属谁？
Who do we belong to?
我们是属主耶稣的。
We belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是他对我们有主权。
That means he is our master.
我们是属他的。
We belong to him.
所以我们生活有一个目标，就是要在我们的身体上荣耀神。
So our life has a purpose, and that is to glorify God in our body and spirit.
所以站在这个基础上才有提摩太后书第二章八节到十三节的教训。
So it is on this basis that we see the teachings of First Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 through 15.
因为我们被主耶稣赎出来是属他的，所以他才能够教导我们在教会要怎么来维持秩序。
Because we were bought through the ransom with our Lord's blood, he has the authority to teach us what the order is.
这就是我们今天在学习神的话一个最重要的基础。
So that is very fundamental to our learning the word of God.
我们是属主耶稣的。
We belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们的主。
He is our master.
所以我们要顺服他。
Therefore, we must submit to him.
这样我们就会得到他的喜欢，蒙他的祝福。
And so we will receive his pleasure and his blessings.
第八节。
Verse 8.
说男人要举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
他特别讲说没有愤怒或者没有怀疑。
He especially emphasizes without wrath or doubting.
那随处的祷告。
And praying everywhere.
所以在教会里面应该有更多的人特别是弟兄要祷告。
So in the church, there is a great need for men to pray more.
这是圣经的一个教训。
This is a teaching in the Bible.
那没有愤怒，没有怀疑。
And to pray without wrath or without doubting.
如果我们常常听到这个家庭的暴力事件，大部分都是男人施暴于女人嘛。有没有说女人施暴男人？大概很少啊。
Most of the time when we hear of domestic violence, it is the man being violent towards the woman.
因为男人比较容易动气、动血气。 动怒。
Because men are more easily angered or may become more violent.
因为比较强，所以有时候用就会打太太啊。
And sometimes because of their strength, they beat their wives.
这个是圣经里面的说，神的教训里面所不允许的。
And this is something that is not allowed based on the Bible.
所以男人要没有愤怒。
So we see that the men must be without wrath.
没有争论，没有怀疑。
Without dispute or doubting.
对神的话有很单纯的信心来顺服。
To have a very sincere and simple faith in the word and to submit to God's teachings.
那从第九节开始。
And from verse 9.
就是在提到女人的美德。
And it talks about the qualities of a woman.
那在提到女人的美德里面他特别提到第十节。
Especially in verse 10.
说只要有善行，这才是与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
Which is proper for women professing godliness with good works.
如果我们看英文可以看得更清楚。
Here we see, Paul states clearly.
就是如果一个女人说她是很敬畏神的。
If a woman professes godliness.
那她就应该有这个表现。
Then it must be shown with good works.
所以你如果这个字拿掉的话，就没有办法讲什么。你要什么你就怎么做吧。
And otherwise, you can do whatever you want.
但是如果我们觉得说我是很敬畏神的女人，那这个教训就要遵守。
But if you do want to be a godly woman, then you need to follow this teaching.
那第九节开始就提到装饰。
Verse 9 talks about how to dress yourself.
那这个装饰它特别提到是以正派的衣裳为装饰。
And he says, men, women should adorn themselves in modest apparel.
所以这个正派就是看起来你会觉得他是基督徒，而且他是一个很敬虔的人。
And so that through how we dress, others can see that we are a Christian and modest.
圣经没有直接讲什么叫做正派不正派。
The Bible doesn't specifically say what is appropriate or not.
但是圣经给我们一个原则。
But there are principles here that it does outline.
所以因为每一个时代这个穿的这个服饰大概不太一样。
Of course, in every time period, there are different styles of clothing or dress.
但是重要的就是我们的穿着会不会让人觉得你是很敬虔的人。
But the question is, does your dress allow others to say that you are a godly or devout person?
这个是最重要的原则。
That's the most important principle.
那在那个时代里面就是要正派。
And so, even within that time, you should be modest.
如果英文 modest, 也可以说不要走在时代的尖端。
Not to be extreme or to follow the trends.
就比较保守一点。
Or maybe more conservative.
那这用这个穿着来看出一个人是敬虔的。
So that through a person's appearance, you can see that they are a godly person.
那他为什么会提到编发呢？
And why does he talk about the hair?
编发 braided hair.
Braided hair.
因为我们现在这里可能比较难了解。
It might be harder for us to understand.
如果你到非洲去看。
If you go to Africa.
那个头发编的这样一条一条。
They wear their hair in braids.
一天要一天。
And it takes a whole day to braid the hair.
但非洲又很热。
And it's very hot in Africa.
你如果祷告很认真半个小时满身大汗。
And if you pray for half an hour, then you'll be sweating the whole time.
那这个头发要不要洗？
So should you wash your hair?
你不洗的话，单喷香水是不能的。
And if you don't wash it and just spray perfume, it's still not good enough.
那你花了一天弄一个头发，两天再弄出来洗，那第三天再一天弄头发，花太多时间。
So if you have to undo the braids every day and then re-braid them every day, then it would take up too much time.
所以这里讲的不要编发，不是编发本身有问题了，是说不要花太多时间了。
So really, it's not so much that the braiding is wrong, but don't spend too much effort or time on this.
因为他特别第十节说要有善行，要只要有善行，你花太多时间在弄这个头发，你怎么有时间去行善？你又要上班。
And if you spend all of your time on your appearance or braiding your hair and so on, then you won't have time to do your work or do good works.
所以时间有限，你又要行善，那只好你不要花太多时间在这个正派就好。
So because our time is limited, we shouldn't spend too much time on our appearance.
那又为什么换又换黄金跟珍珠贵价的衣裳呢？
And what about gold or pearls or costly clothing?
贵价以现在来讲就是名牌了。
And today, costly clothing are designer clothes.
什么衣服只要多一个钩，你就要穿，没有那个钩就不穿，这个就有问题了。
And if you are so focused on your clothing, if you have, if it's missing one thing, then you won't wear it, then there's a problem.
这个就是说，不要用这个来炫耀自己。
So we should be careful not to use our clothing to show off.
所以有个弟兄啊，跟我到非洲去。
So there's a brother who went with me to Africa.
他本来这个胸带带一个黄金的，这个项链在这里。
And he used to wear a gold chain.
他离开以前，他那教会的传道说：“你带这个去哦，你生命会头会砍掉。”
And the preacher told him, if you take that with you, or if you wear that to Africa, then your life is in danger.
你为什么花这么多的黄金带在这里要做什么？你带到非洲去要做什么？
Why do you wear so much gold to Africa? What is that for?
你不是要引起他们抢你吗？
Aren't you trying to invite them to rob you?
那为什么这样呢？你如果不是为着炫耀，不是为了炫耀，金子收起来啊。
So if you're not trying to show off, then you might as well just put it away.
所以有时候我们装饰是一个礼貌，但是如果要用装饰来炫耀自己，这里就有一点问题。
So if you're, of course, the way we dress is important, how others perceive us. But if we're using our dress to show off to others, there's a problem.
那戴的劳力士手表，每一次聚会都迟到，那有什么用？
If you wear a Rolex watch, but you're late to church every time, then what good does it do you?
你只要20块那个电子表，你能够准时，这已经很好了。
And if you have a $20 watch, but it allows you to get to church on time, then that's good enough.
所以这个精神在这里啊。
So that's the spirit of what we see here.
不是不可以装饰。
It's not that you can't dress up.
那接下去说女人要沉静学道。
And let a woman learn in silence with all submission.
一味顺服。
And we need to learn to submit.
但是这有的女人看起来不舒服啊。
Many women read this and don't like this verse.
十二节。
Verse 12.
不许女人讲道，不许她管辖男人，只要沉静。
Do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence.
主要的关键如果英文中文看不出来，不可以有 authority over man, 就是女人不可以爬在男人的头上。
So,
主要是这个意思。
The important phrase here is not to have authority over a man.
这个不是女人比较弱，比较没有价值，不是大小问题，是次序问题。
And it's not a matter of who is more important, but a matter of order.
那在现在这个社会哦，因为女人有时候学识也比较高，职位也很高，能力也很强，当然这是神的恩典啊。但是如果有德更好。
And today's society, many women have higher education or higher position in the society. And of course, this advancement is also God's blessing. But
如果有才没有德好像你家的一条那个猛物啊。
But what is most important is the woman's character or their qualities.
但是如果有才又有德是宝贝。
So if they have only ability without the character, then that's a problem. But if they have both ability and character, then that is very precious.
这会感动人。
And that will move other people.
你看这么多姐妹啊，能力这么强，在职位这么高，在教会里面这么谦卑，煮饭扫地什么都来。
So there are many women in our church who, even though they are very have very important jobs or a great education or a great high education or status in the society, yet they're willing to do a lot of work in the church. This is very precious.
所以有才要有德。
So a woman also needs to have both the skills or ability as well as the character.
教会就有次序。
And then there will be order in the church.
为什么？
So why is that?
13节14节有两个原因。
Verses 13 and 14, there are reasons here.
第一个，先造是亚当。
Because Adam was formed first.
那夏娃是从亚当出来的。
And Eve was formed from Adam.
所以有次序。
So God established this order.
第二个，14节。
And verse 14.
先犯罪的是女人。
And the woman was deceived and sinned first.
那女人，男人后来才犯罪。
And then Adam fell afterwards.
所以因为这个原因，所以要有一个次序。
And because of this reason also, there must be order within the church.
那十五节。
Verse 15.
如果长存信心、爱心、圣洁，就必在生产上得救。
Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control.
这个大家再想想看，这怎么解释
？We should think about how to explain this verse.
就是会蒙神祝福啊。
That is to receive God's blessings.
好，我们这一节到这里，我们一起来默祷。
So we will conclude our session here. Let's all pray in silence.